drummed off the media. That man shouldn't be cluttering up the wave bands when there are vital issues to be aired. That bloke's dribble was as a counterbalance for my own clarity of thought when I said, turn that rubbish off. Now, what do radios do?
Play music?
Yes, and?
News bulletins?
Mm, and?
Well, that's entertainment, isn't it?
Is it? We let that pass. Now, we had reached a point where your description of a radio's function encompassed music, news, and, for the nonce, in parenthesis, entertainment. What I am driving at are bigger issues. Radios are for communications. You should conceive your life as that of a bringer of tidings, a purveyor of communications, the very fabric of our human soul. You could, if you chose with reason, liken yourself to Hermes himself, the patron of merchants and messengers. Yes, young man, a veritable Greek god. I sell radios, indeed. You mock yourself. Now, suddenly, doesn't everything, a purpose, become clearer to you?
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started.
Everything is wrong. what you do to me.
Driving through the long night, trying to figure who's right and who's wrong. Now the cat has gone. I sit belted up tight, and she sucks on a match light, blowing bronze, steering on. And I might be more a man if I stopped this in its tracks and said, come on, let's go home. But she has got the wheel, and I've got nothing except what I have on. When you're driving with the brakes on, when you're swimming with your boots on, it's hard to say you love someone, and it's hard to say you don't. To steer the conversation from the thing we've done. She shuts up the ashtray, and I say it's a long way back now home. She just yawns, and we might get lost someplace, so desolate that no one will wear from would ever come. But she's got the wheel, and I've got to deal from now on. When you're driving with the brakes on, swimming with your boots on, it's hard to say you love someone, and it's hard to say you don't. But unless the moon falls tonight, unless continents collide, nothing's gonna make me break from her side. 'Cause when you drive swimming with your boots on, it's hard to say you love someone, and it's hard to say you don't. It's hard to say you love someone.
from a compilation various artist album titled Intoxica. Strange and sleazy instrumental sounds comes Space Battle by Stories in Sound. If you have no idea where to start a show, start with a strange and sleazy instrumental in hope for divine intervention. And that intervention, in this case, comes in the guise of the Wondermints, a brilliant pop band from LA. No matter where you drop the needle on their first self-titled LP from 1995, you can't help yourself from singing along. I chose Tracy Hyde for the show. Now, who does it sound like? If you said the Beach Boys, you'd be right on, and here's where it gets surreal. Brian Wilson chose them as his backing band for live projects and for his studio LPs, Getting In Over My Head and Smile. While researching the Wondermints, I found the Gigolo Ants and the song Everything's Wrong from 1999's Minor Chords and Major Themes LP. The New York-based band pays homage to Syd Barrett, taking their name from a song of his. The perfect two-minute pop song was What You Do to Me by the band The Teenage Fan Club from Glasgow, Scotland. The aforementioned was from their third LP, Bandwagon-esque, from 1991. And coincidentally, also from Glasgow was Delamitri, a band formed in 1985 and still going strong. Driving with the Brakes On was from their 1995 LP, Twisted. And for no really good reason, next was Toto's Hold the Line, a song that was the poster child for what late 70s pop was all about. Great riff, a killer song, and heavy airplay.
I can wait another day until I call you. You've only got my heart on a string, and everything a flutter. But another lonely night might take forever. We've only got each other to blame. It's all the same to me, cause I know what I you're my guiding light, day or night.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage, more of your favorites you've never heard before.
Yes.
I've been told that, as an alleged Beatle lover, I'm a bit harsh when it comes to Paul McCartney. I'm among the first to admit to his genius, but we've got to admit that he's had more than his share of clinkers. Mostly audio, but in this case, his attempt at a movie career. Of course, I'm referring to 1984's Give My Regards to Broad Street, starring Paul and Linda, Ringo, and his wife Barbara Bach. George could see the train wreck and opted out in advance. The only bright spot was the song No More Lonely Nights, included here, but covered by the Merrymakers, a Swedish duo. The cut is available on the McCartney tribute album. Listen to what the man said. It's not difficult to see who and what the Sponge Tones were influenced by. What was the British Invasion and who was the Beatles in particular? Their Now You're Gone was from their 1984 LP, Torn Apart. As the Sponge Tones were to the Beatles, the band Splitsville was to the Beach Boys. Their Pretty People was from 2005's Pet Soul album, an LP fashioned after the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. With a band name like Fuzzbubble, it's got to be good, right? Their song Big Time Nowhere was from their only self-titled LP from 2000. And finally, this set, the band Dodgy, a Britpop band best known for the song Good Enough, released as a single and included in their 1996 LP, Free Peace Suite. If you haven't already figured it out, this alleged no-theme show has a theme. That being contemporary power pop influenced by the best of the 60s, and there's no better example but a song written for the 1996 film That Thing You Do, telling the story of a fictional 60s one-hit wonder band, The Wonders. Real-life emulated art when the fictional Wonders reached the real top 50 with That Thing That You Do, a song written by real Fountains of Wayne bassist Adam Schlesinger, with vocals by real lead singer Mike Viola of the band The Candy Butchers. We'll hear what could have been the second Wonder single, if there was one, Little Wild One, then Nice to Know You by the Candy Butchers, and finally, from Fountains of Wayne, Stacy's Mom.
Little wild one, my little wild one. Oh, I love to love my girl fine, but when I need a wild time, little wild one, I'll come back to the girls in school were never quite as cool as you. They were all teasing, talking, you were all pleasing, let's do. With them, I feel like I'm wasting my time. When you make me feel like I'm losing my mind, little one. My little wild one.
smells like hell. It really hurts like hell.
Just can't live without.
We closed out the show with a Liverpool band, The Lahs, and their best-known cut, There She Goes. Thanks to the lines, "There she goes again, racing through my brain, pulsing through my vein." Rumor had it the subject of the song was heroin, but according to the songwriter, it's just a love song. There you have it, a perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. Thanks. If you want more of the Vinyl Garage, check it out on Facebook at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show, where you can get a heads up on upcoming shows and listen to previously broadcast ones. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Sweet dreams for you.
Drummed off the media, that man shouldn't be cluttering up the wave bands when there are vital issues to be.